Welcome to That Is Good to Know Radio Show. This program focuses on you, the listener, by providing you information, strategies, and practical educational tips from successful seasoned business professionals. Now, with today's program, here's your host, Jeff Stanislow.
Hello, Tampa. This is Jeff Stanislow, your host of That Is Good to Know. Welcome back to another special edition of our Giving Back to Tampa Bay. Today, we are here with Brandy Gottlieb, and Brandy is with Champions for Children. How are you doing today, Brandy?
Doing great. Thanks so much, Jeff, for having us on.
Yeah, it's wonderful to have you here. That Is Good to Know has been doing a special here as of late, featuring a lot of our great community nonprofits and these organizations that do wonderful things for families and children and parents, and they're doing a lot of wonderful things just in Tampa and making a big difference. And we're so happy to have you here, Brandy, for Champions for Children. Why don't you tell us a little bit of background on the organization and yourself and how you got involved?
Yeah, well, thanks, Jeff. So Champions for Children has been around since 1977, nearly 50 years in our community. And we have been working primarily, actually, as one of the only organizations in the state of Florida focused exclusively on the prevention of child abuse and neglect in the Tampa Bay area, one of the only with that focus.
So 50 years, that's a long time, making a big difference. How about yourself? How did you get started? What's your background? We're talking with Brandy Gottlieb and Champions for Children, and she's the Director of Communications and Marketing.
Yeah, so I've been a Florida native my adult life, grew up military, and relocated to the area back in September specifically. So just love the Tampa Bay area, what's happening here, the vibrancy, the vitality, great community.
And so you're marketing and director of communications at Champions for Children. Have you been in marketing for a long time, and how long have you been with the organization?
I've been marketing communication for the majority of my career. I have always kind of found myself in the humanitarian space. I've been involved in education and humanitarian. I've been involved with global issues abroad and volunteering and investigating health and human service issues abroad as well. And I've been with Champions for about 6 months.
Wow, fantastic. Great organizations, a lot of history, doing an amazing work here. Let's dive into, Champions for Children specifically, and you've been around for 50 years, and let's talk about, the types of programming that it brings to the marketplace and the difference that it makes in the community.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Well, you know, Jeff, when we look at the cases of child abuse and neglect nationwide, and then also in the state, they're overwhelming. Nationwide, Department of Children and Families reports that about 1 in 7 children experienced child abuse and neglect last year in the United States. Within Hillsborough and Pinellas counties alone, each day an average of 88 hotline calls are reporting cases of child abuse and neglect every single day. And we know that half of those are under the age of 5 years old.
And those are the ones that are reported.
Those are reported. Yeah, those are the ones that are reported. And 35% of those are infants in Hillsborough County, but we know that that's a nationwide trend as well. So we know that there is a great need within our area. And there's a lot of work to be done. So we want to focus on the prevention side of child abuse and neglect. So we're providing education, support, resources to families so that we can see them thriving and their children thriving and successful so that we can see those numbers go down and we can see those cases of child abuse and neglect in our area go down. But our programs are for everyone. So there's no parent that came with a manual on how to raise their
Certainly.
Child.
I got three of them. I can tell you, I can attest.
So you can attest to that. You can attest to that. So our services are really for every parent and every child who need those resources, who want those resources. We serve all ages of children, but primarily are focusing on that prenatal to 5 years old because that's where we see the greatest need.
Certainly. This is Jeff Stanislow, your host of That Is Good to Know. Again, Tampa Bay sharing our community outreach month here with a lot of episodes focused on our great people doing wonderful things in the community. And our special guest today is Brandy Gottlieb, and she is the Director of Communications and Marketing for Champions of Children. Website, if you want to learn more, is cfctb.org. It's cfctb, so cfctampabay.org. Also, the social channels, if you want to check them out as well, is CFC Tampa Bay. You can look at those handles for Facebook, Instagram, and X. So, Brandy, getting ahead of this challenge is what you're really all about. Mm-hmm. Education and trying to kind of minimize, you know, these calls that come in. What is it that you guys as an organization kind of put together? How do you function? What are some of the programs and the educational things that you do in the community that help that outreach to, you know, get ahead of this problem so someone is not actually making that call?
Absolutely. So our programs, we have a science-backed, evidence-based philosophy and approach that we use, and that is called the Science of Hope. And it builds on the idea of healthy outcomes for children and families. So we know that children who grow up in child abuse and neglect and they experience adverse childhood experiences, they're going to be more likely to have 20 years taken off of their life. They're gonna have mental health issues. They're gonna have physical issues. But the science tells us that the more positive experiences that children have when they're younger, that those positive experiences can negate those adverse effects. So we're equipping families and children, and we say families, parents. Parents include supportive adults, caring adults in those children's life, with the tools, the education necessary to build those positive experiences. So we have services from prenatal all the way through five specifically.
Okay, fantastic. So when you put these programs together, and I would imagine Champions for Children, who we're talking with, Brandy Gottlieb, the Director of Communications and Marketing, their website, cfctb.org. This is a bigger community. You guys are one of the components. Who kind of makes up a lot of your volunteers and your organization or the team behind it? Is it, educators? Is it people with specialties in mental conditions and awareness and treatments? Tell us a little bit about the kind of infrastructure behind Champions for Children.
Sure. Well, we have a broad range of expertise, just depending on the groups that we're working with. So, for example, our prenatal care, we have breastfeeding clinics that help give support to mothers who are about to give birth or have just given birth. So we have lactation consultants that are certified lactation consultants who are on staff. These programs are offered free of charge as well. We've got caseworkers and social workers and experts from all areas who are qualified to work with our parents.
How big is the network? How many people, make Champions for Children actually happen? Is it, a group of people that, from the board mm-hmm. and administrative staff, like such as yourself, but I would imagine in volunteers, but yeah. Is it 50, 100?
Sure. Well, our staff size is about 100. Wow. And last year we served about 30,000 within our community.
That's
through
amazing.
That. So, we really do have a strong team that makes that happen.
So 100 people serving 30,000, cases. That's fantastic. I mean, just the amount of work that goes into mm-hmm. it and the effort. And it's got to be very challenging work. Can you tell us a little bit about, some of the challenges that, the organization has faced in helping these children through these processes? And then where do they kind of go from there? Do they have, you guys help them to a certain step and then work with partners in the organization that then help them continue on? Well, tell us a little bit about, working with Champions for Children.
Yeah, absolutely. I think some of the challenges involved are some of the misconceptions that parents face. And those misconceptions can be either I'm not a good parent, right? So maybe these services aren't for me, or, you know, I don't need the services because I've got all the resources and education that I know that I need. Or another misconception is I don't need someone else to tell me how to parent. So we believe that the best teachers for the child are the parents. And so we want to build off of the strengths of the family and build off of the strengths of the parents to be able to elevate that within the child's life and within the structure and within the support system. So I would say one of the challenges is kind of combating those misconceptions and saying, hey, we're here to recognize the strength that you have as a parent, that you have as a family, and to build those and to elevate those and to walk in partnership with you to make those successful. Absolutely. And you know, I'd love to share a story of our clients.
Yeah.
That I think would give a great insight into that. So Yohama has a son. His name is Roger. And at 1 year old, she discovered that he had a developmental speech delay. And so she was looking for answers, didn't know where to turn. And a friend of hers suggested that she reach out to our Parents as Teachers program. So our Parents as Teachers program is we send parent-teacher workers into the homes, parent educators into the homes to work one-on-one with the parents. These parents educators, they help identify the strengths, identify the tools that the parents can use to interact with their child. They assist with bonding and attachment to build healthy social engagement. So these are just some of the things that they're doing. They're developing curriculum to work with the parents. And so the parent educator came consistently and for 3 years has been working with Roger. Well, now 3 years later, Roger's now talking. He's taking instruction. His social interaction has increased. He's singing in church. So an extreme drastic change in his life through this program. And our parent educator says that the reason that he was so successful is because the parent was consistent. Yohama was consistent with her son and put to work this education. So that's just one example of what our programs are doing to help families achieve that sense of attachment and success and development for their children.
That's a very heartwarming, story, success story. We're talking with Brandy Gottlieb, and she is the Director of Communications and Marketing for Champions for Children. If you want to learn about that story and many more, you can visit their website at cfctb.org. This is your host of That Is Good to Know, Jeff Stanislaw. We'll also put some information up on our website at thatisgoodtoknow.com, and feel free to check that out there as well. So, Brandy, that heartwarming story. A lot of times, parents or, just don't know where to reach. It's really hard for someone to admit that, they don't know what to do. Like you said, we talked about earlier, that it doesn't come with a rule book or doesn't come with guidelines. And oftentimes it takes a lot of courage to make that phone call. Mm-hmm. So, talk with us a little bit about that, just making that phone call and maybe the experience that someone that makes that phone call might have when they call Champions for Children.
Yeah. Thanks, Jeff. That's a great question. I'm glad that you brought that up because we do have a parent warm line. And so this is a resource line that folks can call, that parents can call if they have a question, if they, maybe it's a prenatal question or, do you offer case management, or these are the resources that I need. These are the programs that I think I might need, or I don't know what I need. Where do I turn to? They can go to this, and I can give you that number.
Sure, please.
It's 813-673-4646, extension 7. And so parents can call our warm line, ask questions, be directed, and it's a great place for them to turn, if they just have questions and are looking for direction.
Yeah, I mean, Brandy, I'm glad that you brought that phone number up. It's 813-673-4646, extension 7, and that's the warm line for Champions of for Children, because a lot of times people don't know who to turn to, and sometimes people don't want to you know, ask a friend or a family member for advice. They'd rather maybe start with an anonymous conversation with someone like in your organization that can help them. I know as a father for myself, I noticed that you guys have a program called Fathers and Father Figures. I'd be interested to learn a little bit more about what that program is about.
Yeah, absolutely. We're really excited about Frank and excited about expanding this year. We have resources. You know, fathers are important, and the roles that they play in children's life are very important, as you know, well as the mothers. So we want fathers to have a place that's safe, that's inclusive for them, and that provides the resources that they need. So we have education for them. We have parenting, fathering resources specifically for them. Case management set up for fathers. Should they have, you know, fathering needs that we can provide them. So we're here for fathers. And we definitely want them to know that as we continue to expand our services.
Yeah, that's fantastic. So we're coming up here to April, and you have a lot of great events planned around this month. Please share with us the Tampa Bay community about what some of the things that you got going on here in April.
Yeah, absolutely. I'd love to share about that. So April is Child Abuse Prevention Month, which is national. And we're so excited to have this opportunity to leverage an increased awareness about what we do and about how folks can get engaged. So a couple of the items that we have coming up this month is first, on April 10th, we're asking the community to wear blue in honor of Child Abuse Prevention Awareness. So April 10th will be our Wear Blue Day. And then also, you will see, listeners will see as they kind of drive around the Tampa Bay area on April 10th, key locations lit up blue. So if you're wondering why the Straw Center, the Truist Building, or the City of Tampa is lit up blue, it will be in honor of child abuse prevention. So we're very grateful.
We got to think beyond the Tampa Bay Lightning in April, right?
Yeah, the Trop will also be lit blue as well on April 10th in St. Pete in Pinellas County. So yeah, that's coming up on April 10th. April 30th, we have our Light the Way Soiree. And so we want to invite the community to come to an after-hours cocktail evening event. They're going to be able to hear about and plug into our mission and find out how they can support through that as well.
Fantastic. A lot of great events going on at Champions for Children. We're talking with Brandy Gottlieb. She's the Director of Communications and Marketing. And if you want to find out more about those events and great information and get engaged with them, it's cfctb.org. Again, Champions for Children, Tampa Bay. So if you break that down to cfctb.org. And their socials, if you want to check them out, is at CFC Tampa Bay, and that's Facebook, Instagram, and X. As we talk here, it takes a village, it takes a lot of people, it takes sponsors, it takes volunteers, and it takes organizations, it takes people to make donations. Mm-hmm. Tell us a little bit about how important that is to your organization, and I'm assuming that they can, you know, get involved on the website as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you're right. It does take all parts and pieces, and we're very grateful for, you know, I just want to start off by saying we're very grateful for our nonprofit partners and those in our community who are working in this space with the children as well. It takes that partnership for all of us, I think, to effectively be able to do what we do. We're always inviting corporate sponsors, corporate donors. So, you know, if you have a business or an organization that wants to get behind prevention in our community, contact us and we'll tell you how you can get sponsored as well. We're very grateful to our individual donors as well. So you can visit our website and find out how to give. Join us this month. Become a first-time giver this month, or become a first-time monthly giver this month. Buy tickets to our soiree. Come, plug in, and find out what you can do and how you can be a part. We're also accepting volunteers. We love our volunteers, and we love those who come beside us. We've got several of our programs and services that receive volunteers. So, you know, whether that is helping with some of the groups and the families on site, or assisting with one of our 25 book nook locations in working kind of in that literacy space, or working with our diaper program.
Tell me a little bit about the diaper program. We got about a minute left or two.
5 minutes, yeah. So we work with, we're partnering with Junior League of Tampa Bay. So they really help make that possible for us. And so if, you know, folks have need for that, they can contact the organization and then we can get them diapers and essentials to what they need, you know, to help and to assist. And then we'll introduce them to our programs and kind of bring them in and share what resources we can offer them with that as well.
Fantastic. Again, talking with Brandi Gottlieb, Director of Communications and Marketing for Champions with Children. She's got a lot of wonderful events coming up here in April. If you see areas around the Tampa Bay in blue, think about Child Abuse Awareness, and it's a month that they're providing. And then on April 30th, they're having a larger gala. And where's that at this year?
It will be at the JCC, Brian and Shannon Glazer.
Oh, fantastic. JCC. All right, fantastic. And all that information, and if you want to get involved as a volunteer, a donor, or sponsor, you can do all that information at cfctb.org. Brandi, as we kind of like, you know, just talk about this challenge, you know, what are a couple of the key things that you want to make sure that the people listening to our show here today take away with them?
Yeah, that, you know, when we look at the statistics, they're overwhelming and they're grim. Nobody likes to hear child abuse and neglect. But it does. It happens every day. And it happens in our community every day to a drastic degree. But we can keep in mind that, you know, when we come together, whether that's volunteering, whether that's giving, that we can help light the way together. We can help light the way on the path to prevention. And that's really what we're focused on, is prevention and building those stronger families so that we see less and less and fewer cases happening. And that there is hope. And when we are able to provide those positive experiences, we're pushing that light forward and we're providing a way for families to create that stronger structure so that their children can thrive and so that our communities can thrive.
Yeah, I mean, what a heartwarming, you know, organization. And, you know, our children are most vulnerable. Champions for Children, Director of Communications and Marketing, Brandi Gottlieb, we're talking with. This is Jeff Stanislow, your host of That Is Good to Know. You can visit our website, thatisgoodtoknow.com, to find some more information. We'll also put links to Champions for Children and up on our website. And Brandi, as we you know, look to the future, the type of impacts and the type of things that you see going on in this space, you know, where do you see like the biggest impact being made right now, you know, that Champions for Children is, you know, helping out with?
You know, where parents are receiving the tools that they need, and they're responding. You know, we're also in the school district. And I didn't get to talk about our Kids on the Block or our puppet show program, but we know that a high percentage, 96% of kids, third graders and fourth graders in Hillsborough School District, reported increasing their knowledge about safety from child abuse, bullying, and neglect as well. So when we can do that and we can provide these programs, and 97% of parents tell us that they're increasing parenting skills, that's great, because parents are saying, wow, we're receiving what we need in a capacity that we didn't know what was available, we didn't have before. And it's providing families with hope, and it's providing the children with hope.
Brandi Gottlieb, Director of Communications and Marketing for Champions for Children, I appreciate your time here with us. And, you know, it seems like this organization is moving things forward in the proactive way making a big difference on that reactive space in the battle for child abuse. We thank you for your time today and this great organization being with us.
Thank you so much, Jeff.
This is your host, Jeff Stanislow, and that is it for That Is Good to Know this weekend. Thanks again, Tampa. Have a great day.